You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 157, year-end review. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode. Always lovely to be here. Hope you guys are having an amazing week. I have a couple exciting announcements for Hippie Mama that I wanted to let you guys be aware of. The first one is I am so excited to do this. I am doing another online event, and this one is Create an Awesome Homeschool. I'm just kicking myself that I didn't use the word awesome in creating an awesome family. I did an amazing family, but you know, I love my phrase, I am awesome, all things awesome. So this is creating an awesome homeschool. And what I want to do with this event is really help you build a solid foundation. Because what I keep finding with coaching and with the people I work with and the people I talk to is they get really hung up on the wrong things, that they get really hung up on curriculum and try to build this their homeschool on this really sandy foundation, which will eventually just wash away and it will not be great and it will not have a lasting homeschool. So I want you to spend a Saturday afternoon with me. It's a 2-hour event. So I can really dive in deep. Last event I did was only 30 minutes, and I feel like it just was not enough time to really dive in. So I'm doing a 2-hour event on Saturday, June 25th, and it's from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you can hop on live, fantastic. If not, you will get a recorded copy just emailed to you, so you will always have access to it. So you can always refer to this, where I will be helping you just build this solid foundation in your homeschool so that your homeschool can be joyful, your homeschool can be fun, it can be all the things that you want it to do. I will, with this, everyone who purchases a ticket will also receive a free download of the Create Your Homeschool Year workbook. And that I've enjoyed that workbook for myself, and it has been helpful to those who did it, who have bought it and all those things. So this will be a digital download that you'll just get for free with every ticket that you purchase. And let's see, then you get a copy of the webinar. So I will also be doing a live Q&A at the end because there are always lots of questions and I want to take the time to really answer those. So we'll make sure that we have breaks for Q&As so I can answer all your questions. So you can check out, I will put a link in the show notes, but there's also a link on my website, coachmegthomas.com. And at the top, you'll see a link, a tab that says events. So you can check it out there or in my Instagram and you can see the link there in my bio. So those are the three different ways to go and find them. The second exciting thing is I was thinking about, I have Mama's members, right? And I love it. And I've seen the amazing thing that these women are doing and just to have this community and the support. Well, every now and then somebody has to quit. And the number one reason that I have somebody who says, I'm so sad I have to leave right now, but it's just not in the budget. And I get it because a lot of homeschool moms are not earning income. They are a single family income. They're raising their kids. They're having all these things. So I get it. Sometimes it's just not in your budget, but I still want to be able to help as much as possible. So I wanted to create something that was even more affordable. So this is going to be a private podcast feed. And you can find this on my website, coachmegthomas.com, under the shop tab, or once again, my Instagram bio, and I'll include a link here in the show notes. But you can sign up for a private podcast. And this podcast has all the foundations of what I teach. So it has, this is what I'm so excited about, because I did the creation course with Brooke Snow last year and was able to get her meditations and then use them for my own, for my own place, website, all those things for my own people. That's the word I'm looking for. So I have all of those meditations right there on your phone where you can listen to them, which is awesome because I like to go on a walk and have the podcast, have a meditation where I can just have my phone with me and it doesn't have to be a website loaded. So those meditations are already up, and then I will continue to add more and more of the foundations of what I teach. So I have it divided into four parts of what I teach, and it's like a pyramid. And the bottom part is all about you, where I want to show you the model, what I learned from Brooke Castillo in Life Coach School, and then the law of creation, which I learned from Brooke Snow. And so I just love those two things. Also going into belief and going into just lots of different amazing ways to really set yourself up for success. Then the next part of the pyramid and the next skills I teach are how to connect with any kid. And the reason I teach these are the biggest part of the pyramid, because first of all, if you're a hot mess, you're not going to be able to connect really with anybody because you're all up in your own drama, right? So as you become really aware of your thoughts and what you're creating for yourself, then it's much easier to then build upon the next step, which is connecting with your kid. And this is where I want to teach you how to really connect with your kid, because if you can connect with them, you can teach them anything. And this is why I don't do a lot of curriculum ideas, because if you can't connect with your kid, no curriculum I suggest is really going to work. And there's so many different variables of how tired you are, what is your schedule, what is your kid's personality, your personality. So I'm always happy to give curriculum help, but I will never say this is the only curriculum to use for every single person. But if you have a strong relationship with your kid, you can figure out the right curriculum for you and your family. So a lot of beefy stuff with learning how to connect with your kid, any kid, for reals, any kid. Then the next piece is your family, because when you're homeschooling, all of a sudden it's a lot of moms kind of go into resentment because they are teaching their kids and then they're still doing the cleaning and the cooking and the laundry and all these things. And so starting to teach your family how to do these things and how to run a household, how to do the cooking and the cleaning, how to levels of liberty is all in this stuff. If you don't know what that is, go find the episode called Levels of Liberty and you can listen to that. It's life-changing stuff. Then the final piece is homeschool. And in this, I didn't pull up my notes in front of me what all of the classes are called. But in this one, I really have you to question why. Like, why are you teaching certain subjects, and to really get curious about them? Another thing I show you is how to teach with love, how to teach like our Savior. Because if, let's say, I like my kid and we're feeling pretty connected, but I'm forcing them to do this math or just like really driving it in, it probably is going to affect my connection with them a lot too. But as I do those things with love and I teach with love and I teach like the Savior and I focus on people and not lessons, then homeschool just gets to be fun. And I get to avoid burnout. I get to avoid overwhelm because I'm teaching from this place. So you guys are going to want to go check that out, because it is only $4.99 a month, $4.99 a month. So you're going to want to go check that out. Okay. So I often say that your family is your business. Still stand by those words, that if you can treat your family like a business, right, you can create a really successful family. So your homeschool is no different. It is a job. It is what you do, right? It is just another type of business. So I was thinking about, what do businesses do? And they review. They review at the end of the year, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the term, or whatever. And I thought it would be great if I did a year-end review of my homeschool and then encourage you to ask yourself the same questions, to do a check-in with yourself of how is your homeschool going? Where were you winning? What was awesome? What worked? What didn't work? What could I improve on? Now, these questions are not to go to pity party, to not beat yourself up and like, oh, here's where I sucked or anything like that. We're going to look at this like a business, like, oh, interesting. So if I were selling something and I noticed that we were wasting $1,000 a month on paper, then maybe I would say, oh, we spent $1,000 a month on paper. What could we do? Could we be a paperless company? How could we save paper? What could we do better? And it's not to beat ourselves up like we're the worst. We've done all this. We've spent all this money. We've wasted all this paper. It's just to give us information. We're going to be like a scientist and just kind of look at it and look at it from this perspective of, this is just information. This is information to help me. So the first question I want you guys to ask yourself is, what worked this last school year? And so I will share with you what some of the things that worked in our school. So one of the things that worked really well in our homeschool was hands-on activities. I've talked about my Briggy a lot, and he has a lot of energy. He has lots and lots of energy. And so things that work well for him are when he can be using his hands. So we did crocheting. We have done painting. What did we just do? Whittling. We've been doing whittling. He loves to be gardening and out with the animals and things like that. I need to get him his own bee suit because he would just eat that up. He would love to do that. Carving, all those types of things. He loves science experiments. He's so excited to do a science experiment. So those worked. He really likes learning visually. So me being on top of things and having some videos ready. He really enjoyed Tuttle Twins, Generation Genius. And when I would go research YouTube videos and find a good video, he really enjoyed those. I'm saying Brigham a lot because he was a lot of the focus, but the other kids really did it. They just loved everything. So they were a little bit easier to please. We started learning the ukulele this year, and that was a big hit. We started cooking for our tea time snack, and that was a really, really big hit. Another thing that worked is when I had lessons prepared. When I came excited, had all the material, had all the content, and had it prepared ahead of time. So those are some things that really worked well in our homeschool. So the next question I want you to ask yourself is, what didn't work? And again, this is not to beat yourself up or say like, oh, I'm the worst. It is just to give us information to say, oh, these are things that aren't working that I probably shouldn't repeat because they didn't work. So one of the things that we found out that did not work in our school is listening to stories. So not read aloud. My Briggy can do a read aloud. But actually, I didn't like this either. So it worked that he didn't like it either. So maybe we're a lot more alike than I realized. So I did Mindful Heart for a lot of the year. And also Marlene Peterson with Well Educated Heart has stories where you can listen to them. So some of them are Marlene reading them, other women reading them, maybe some men reading them. I don't know. But you would just sit and listen to somebody telling you a story. And I even tried having something to color or something to do during it. And Briggy really, really did not like that. And to be honest, I was not crazy about it either. I've never listened to a book on like Audible or anything like that because it drives me bonkers. So apparently my kid, it drives him bonkers as well. Another thing that did not work was winging it. Throughout the years, I have definitely gone like been in phases where I'm on top of things. And then I've had some years where I'm like, yeah, we're just going to show up and read it and see how it goes. And so I tried a lot this year of just winging it of like, okay, open the book and let's see what it tells us to do. That did not work well because then I didn't have any activities or any hands-on things to be doing because I wasn't very well prepared. So that definitely did not work. I also don't know that I love the month-to-month rotation. I was for several years, I followed a Charlotte Mason style. And so this year I tried more of the Mindful Heart Well Educated style that was month to month. And I personally don't enjoy it. It was too quick. I felt like we didn't really ever get to dive in. And so month to month felt like it was always too short. So I didn't really like that. Okay. And now the next question I want you to ask yourself is, what were some of my wins? And the reason I want you to think about some of your wins is because we want to celebrate ourselves, celebrate what did work, celebrate our wins, because when people feel good, they change and they keep doing those things that keep them to feel good. And when I mean they change, they change for the better, they grow, they push themselves, they do these things. So when we feel good, we do good things, right? When we feel bad, we often change for the worse. Right? So celebrating some wins. So I was going to go through each of my four kids because Josh did homeschool with us, but I mean, he is homeschooled, but he's completely online doing College for America. So Joshy had a win where he got 18 college credits done. It would be his ninth grade year. So that was impressive. Another win we had him and me together was really working together and getting curious of what's the best way to motivate Josh. So Josh is externally motivated. So I've had some internally motivated kids and some externally motivated kids. And he is definitely externally motivated, meaning that he needed a prize or not a prize, but like if he didn't get his stuff done, he lost his phone privileges. If he didn't have his schoolwork done, he couldn't go with friends. And that is what he came up with us. And that worked really well. It didn't mean that he wasn't ever grumpy about it, but he totally accepted it because he helped create it. So that was really cool. He also came up with every 10 days he had to have a project mastered. And he learned a lot about himself and when he doesn't want to do something, what he does instead. So he had a lot of wins of really discovering how he works. And so that was pretty cool. So I'm proud of that kid. He got 18 credits done for college this last year. This last year, Tess and Josh did speech and debate for their first year, and it was a really, really positive experience. It is the Wasatch Independent Debate League, and it's Sam Marchino who runs the whole thing. And they have classes in person in Utah and I believe in Arizona. And then they have online classes that I would assume are open for anybody in the nation. But that was really challenging and really fun. And it was great. In the very last competition, Josh ended up taking first place in Novice Lincoln Douglas, which is basically just arguing your point back and forth. And Tess was able to get, what did she get? Semifinals in Novice Presidential Debate. So that was just awesome. That was a really, really positive experience. So they are both doing it again next year. And Tess is actually taking more classes from them next year. For Tess, she really challenged herself this year. And I help them. The older they get, the more I have them be in charge of what books they're reading and their schedule. And so in Tess, we actually did do the Charlotte Mason 12-week schedule. And so her schedule is probably why it worked really well too. So she really picked challenging books and pushed herself. All of my kids, I guess, what are their names? Brigham and Tess did really good at just getting their schoolwork done on school days. So that was another win. But she really did push herself and just got her schoolwork done. Let's see. Brig, he also is becoming a very great independent worker. And realizing another win this year is really just me understanding how Brigham learns and what he needs. And he is active and needs hands-on stuff. And he said he doesn't mind, like he likes his school books. And so he doesn't mind doing his own private read aloud. I'm sorry, his own private reading. But when we are learning our group subjects, he does not want me to read to them. So like just that was a win to me to understand that, to understand how he works. And it was interesting because of Tessa's age, she was never obligated to do school with us. But when I did do those hands-on activities, it like everybody gravitated towards doing school with us. So that was a big win. Another win with Georgie is he finished one of his first workbooks. He did Handwriting Without Tears. Another win with Georgie too, I think, is this year we've really been working on like, what do you do when you're mad and grumpy, and also learning how to do chores. And so some things, it's been cute to watch him. I'm like, Mom, I clean my room all by myself. And he still needs help doing it and chores and whatnot, but he's starting to learn how to do chores. And I know that maybe a lot of people are like, that doesn't really count because it's not really school. Trust me, it is going to bless our lives immensely later when this kid knows how to clean up after himself and know how to be a hard worker. And then we can add school on top of it instead of living in complete chaos with a completely messy house that's completely run down, but everybody being really intelligent. So I always love to start with those foundations of how to be a hard worker and do those types of things. So that was something fun with Georgie. That was a win there that he is starting to learn how to do some of those skills. So then the final question is, where can I improve? Now, once again, this is not to beat yourself up. It's like, quit being stupid, quit being dumb. No, it's nothing like that. This is, where can I improve? Like, this wasn't working, so how do I make it better? How can I make this more engaging? How can I make this more fun, or whatever it is? How do I connect better with my kid, whatever that is? So where can I improve is one of the questions I want you to ask yourself. So with my Briggy, I did the month-to-month rotation. So an area I want to improve on next year is doing the 12-week rotation. And what that will look like. And so we will be studying World War I, Term 1, World War II, Term 2, and then the Korean and Vietnam War in Term 3. So our biography will be somebody from those time periods, just different stuff like that. And then we started adding in economic books for Brigham because he is ready to get pushed. Another area I can improve is having activities ready. So if that means I need to, at the beginning of the month or the beginning of the term, buy everything, I need to just do it because it was so much more fun when I had those ready. Another area I need to improve on is be more consistent with Georgie, with his school. So Yeah, just like honestly just being way more consistent. And if he is really grumpy and doesn't want to do school, then just like ask him to play a game, because usually it's a phonics game or something fun like that, or a counting game, and he's more than happy to play that. So just consistently getting him in the habit of doing school every day. Technically, he would have been a preschooler this last year, so I didn't really worry about it a whole lot. And I'm still not really worried about it. I just want to make sure we are building good habits. And so making sure that school is consistent for him. And then my final thing I want to improve on, which is funny because it's my own advice. If you have done the Create Your Homeschool Year workbook, or if you're in Mama's Members, and we've talked about Power Hour and spending an hour once a week to really plan your week and getting very intentional of how you're going to spend your week. So planning in fun time. So if you're like, okay, I'm going to go work out at these times. I'm going to go do this fun thing for myself. I'm going to go out with my girlfriends this day. This is exactly what I'm going to do for school. And then here's all my free time. Here's family time, but really being intentional with planning it out. And I found it, when I did not plan it out, things did not go as well as they did on the weeks that I did do my power hour. So that is definitely an area that I will be working on improving. So those are the questions I want you guys to ask yourself as you're wrapping up your school year, of just kind of taking some insight from it and learning from it. Because whether or not you have, this is your first year, second year, or if you're like me and it's your 14th year, there's always something to improve on. There's always something to learn, be learning, because your kids change and they get older and you have more skills and all these different things. So it's so good to assess where you are. So the questions were, what worked this year in my school? What didn't work this year? What wins did I have, or my kids have, or did we all have? And where can I improve? So this would be something fun for you to do for yourself. And you could even take it to family meeting or family council and just say like, hey, what did work? What do we want to keep doing? And really getting their input. I loved somebody on Mama's Members when we were talking about her daughter and reading. And she said her goal is to help her daughter to enjoy reading. So I asked her, how would you do that? And her answer was, I would ask her, how does reading become more enjoyable to you? So like, it seems so simple now hearing it, right? But we get so caught up on like, what can I do? What can I not do? That sometimes just asking our children, like, what worked better? What didn't work? To hear them saying like, I don't like listening to stories. I think it's really boring. Or maybe your kids are like, I love when we listen to stories. That's my absolute favorite part. So just being willing to look at it like a scientist, and not to beat yourself up with it, but to look at it as an opportunity to grow and to learn from it. All right, friends, I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next time.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.